He was noticeable because he was white. There were no white players on either team. He stood out because he wore a suit that was either black or navy, with a white shirt and a burgundy tie, all under a trench coat that announced the presence of an agent or a cop of some variety. Coach Kyle happened to see the man when he entered the gym, and he thought to himself that the guy was out of place. Probably a detective of some sort, maybe a narc looking for a dealer. It would not be the first arrest in or around the gym. After the agent cop leaned against the bleachers, he cast a long, suspicious look at the Red Knights bench, and his eyes seemed to settle on Coach Kyle, who returned the stare for a second before it became uncomfortable. Marcus let one fly from near mid-court, air ball, and Coach Kyle jumped to his feet, spread his hands wide, shook his head as if to ask, "Why?" Marcus ignored him as he loafed back on defense. A dumb foul stopped the clock and prolonged the misery. While looking at the free throw shooter, Kyle glanced beyond him, and in the background was the agent cop, still staring, not at the action, but at the coach. For a 25-year-old law student with no criminal record and no illegal habits or proclivities, the presence and the attention of a man who gave all indications of being employed by some branch of law enforcement should have caused no concern whatsoever.